Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I'm probably not going to go a Bible verse today. Just going to do a little talking about today's scenario in the world. We're on the cusp of World War III. We've just killed one of the world's largest entities in the religious world. I believe the Shiite leader over in Iran. He's dead. And our leaders are boasting about it. This is the world we're living in. The Strait of Hormuz over there in Iran, where all the big ships move their oil through. 20% of all the oil in the world moves through there. I just did a little study. 90% of Asian oil moves through there. So that's being shut down and mined. This is the world we're living in. On March 4th, the Congress voted that anything to do with the Epstein files cannot go public if any politicians involved. So in other words, if you're a congressman, if you're a senator, whoever you might be, if you were involved in the Epstein files, it cannot go public. It's obvious, gang. The Satanists are running this world. The powers of darkness are running this world. I get it. Sometimes I just need a shaking. Because the Lord says the God of this world, the God of this world. That means a leader of this world. It's a small g, but no matter, still, it's the God of this world, Satan. When Satan was on the mountain, what did he do? He offered God every single kingdom. I believe he does own every kingdom down here because it's all dust. Satan's the owner of dust, but it's deceptive. What's coming out in these files is absolutely horrifying. It's literally Canaanite nation behavior. Child sacrifice, cannibalism. It's absolutely incredible. The evil, I can't watch it with my wife. I do not want, even if it's true, I'm sorry. Even if this stuff is true, I don't want it in her head. I have to change the station. I have to protect her. We don't need this. I don't even need this kind of talk introduced into your head, huh? I'll take the heat. I'm a man. I'll listen to it. I'll dissect it. But for the sake of innocence, I don't even want her involved in it. That's my natural love for her because this stuff is too gross. But this is the world we're living in. Miami. Miami is the world's largest OnlyFans base. There's more girls involved in OnlyFans than anywhere else in the world. Incredible. They claim OnlyFans is the best run business in the world. I believe they pulled in like $7 billion or so, and all they had was 42 employees. It was incredible, the ratio of revenue to employees. It was through the roof. This is the world we're living in. Time is short. Jesus is coming back. Christians are becoming a super-duper minority. Even within Christianity, we're a minority. We believe the Bible. We've been reborn. We've been changed from above. It has nothing to do with signing papers, having our arms twisted to join, having this passed down from our forefathers. None of that. We were saved from above. And we see what's going on with the digital ID. We see the 5G, 6G towers. We see the chemtrails spraying what they will. This is incredible. And it's all becoming common knowledge. When Trump went into Venezuela, right into the Maduro's office, you could say, right into his bedroom, how did he do it? They claim he did it with a frequency weapon. that they hit the whole place with frequencies. About 200 of Maduro's bodyguards fell over. They killed them all, and they got Maduro out of there. So now we're dealing with all different types of weaponry. There's biological weapons. We've already been hit with that. I know I was. You can't tell me when I had COVID. I was rescued. I should have been dead. The Lord rescued me. I was in the hospital 9 days. I escaped. My children wheeled me out. I would have been done for if I was in there a couple more days. And my nervous system was fried, and my hair fell out. What kind of flu destroys your nervous system and makes your hair fall out? Don't tell me what it was. But this is what we're up against, gang. We're up against, you know, and where is it? It's all in the air. You know, and Satan rules the air. He's prince and power of the air. But through all this, gang, I think we still have the atomic bomb. And you know what that atomic bomb is? It's your words. It's your words. Your words can change attitudes. They can change a man's will. They can change a generation. They could actually change you. They could change a family member. They could change a spouse. They could change a whole room. They could change a whole nation. Your words. Life and death don't begin with a bomb. Life and death aren't some bioweapon. Life and death isn't 5G or chemtrails. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Yes. And that's good news, because you don't have to invent anything to encourage somebody. You don't have to invent anything to tell somebody about Jesus. You don't have to invent anything just to pray. And you don't have to invent anything to destroy Satan, because God's word destroys him. It's a sword. And it cuts down into people's hearts. One way or another, they might actually get violent towards you. That's okay. That's just a sign and a wonder to follow his word. If your family members turn on you, that's all it is. It's a sign and a wonder. Praise God. God says to rejoice about it. He actually says to beware when everybody speaks good about you. Imagine that. Beware of that. Beware of that. But we're living in a different world, gang, and it could change in a minute. I was doing a little study about Florida. You know, Florida has as many as 10,000 tractor trailers coming into it on a daily basis from the Florida-Georgia border. And Florida is a peninsula. It has 1,350 miles of shoreline. It only takes a couple hours to go east to west. It's mainly a north to south state other than the panhandle. And all it would take is like a piece of 95 to be taken out. One little piece of route, Interstate 95. And there's basically no getting into this state and no getting out then. We're all trapped. You know, how are you going to get food in? How are you going to get gas in? How are you going to get utilities in? How are you going to do anything? And I'm not wishing this on. I'm just saying these are realities. We're all walking a tight wire, thinking that everything's always going to be the same when we're in the middle of chaos. We are literally in the middle of chaos right now as a world. And I suggest all of us batten down the hatches. Do a self-examination. You know, keep yourself out of debt. Don't take on anything too crazy. Because right now, things are definitely different. Europe's in chaos, basically taken over by a foreign religion. 30 million uninvited guests have come into America. And I have a love for the refugee. I have a love for the refugee. But I don't define the refugee as somebody with a backwards hat, new Michael Jordan sneakers, a cell phone, and a little overweight. I don't consider that a refugee. I consider that somebody who's covetous and says, I see you, America. What you have, I want it. I want what you have, America, so I'm coming to get it. To me, that's called covetousness. That's not called somebody looking for a better life. And you know what? This thing about looking for a better life, that's a dangerous statement because there's 8 million people, 8 billion people. What if we were all looking for a better life? I say maybe try to stay where you're at and help where you're at. That's what I say. Fight the good fight of faith wherever you're at, unless you're invited into another country, unless you're invited. But that's my little spiel on that. Because I ultimately still know the whole thing's a vapor. The whole thing's going to pass. What is your life? It's just a vapor. The most important thing you have is your life down here, and it's just a vapor. It's passing through. You know, this carton's going to go back to the earth, and you're going to go get judged. And you will be judged, we're told, of all the things in the world Jesus could have said. He says you're going to be judged for every idle word that comes out of your mouth. Now, you could define that however you want. I define that by, I better be watching everything that comes out of my mouth. I'm going to simplify it. I better watch it from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed, everything that comes out of my mouth. Now, how do I obtain that? By focusing on the Holy Spirit, praying to Him, and saying, Lord, I'm a mere man. I need You to direct me. Thank You, Lord, for living inside of me. And He'll direct you as to what to say. But again, this is the world that we're living in, people. It's the world system. It looks like a particular country is trying to turn this place into the Tower of Babel again. And it's system-wide. It's worldwide. Crazy things are happening. UFOs are discussed left and right, and us as Christians know what they are. We know what demons are. Invaders are discussed left and right. From other planets, we know what they are. And this shouldn't even surprise us because we live amongst a spiritual world with entities totally surrounding us. Our Savior would cast them out. There's a story that there was literally a legion of demons in one man. So none of this talk is anything out of the ordinary to a true Christian that believes the Word of God. But us knowing that, we've been led in on a mystery. And we know that the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things try to choke Jesus out of our heart. They choke the Word. So the things of this world, everything we can see, taste, touch, smell, and hear, the things of this world that attack the sense realm are trying to magnify themselves above faith. When in fact, you and I weren't supposed to be here. No, we weren't. We were supposed to be in heaven. But because of the sin of our forefather, Adam, the first Adam, the second Adam had to come. And the second Adam, who was the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, because in the Old Testament, a lamb without blemish had to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. Now it's already once and done. This isn't about building a temple. It's not about a red heifer. As far as I'm concerned, that's all blasphemous. Because it's pointing towards another sacrifice. It's all blasphemous. The sacrifice has already been done. His name is Jesus Christ. And the best thing you could do for a man of the Jewish faith is tell him about Jesus, his Savior. He might not like it. He might not want to hear it. But it's truth. Therefore, it's said. And that goes for any human being that's born out of a womb. Well, God bless you all. Jesus Christ is Lord. Crazy times. Batten down the hatches. Build your faith. Suffer through the good fight of faith. Endure to the end to be saved. And let Jesus rule your life. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.